Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God tonight. Praise God on a day like today. Our God is still grateful. Our God still loves us. You know, there's so much that has happened in this life we now live. All I can say is because God has kept his hands upon us, I praise him, I love him, and I adore him for everything he has done for me. Tonight's the night that we just want to give God the grace, give God the glory, give God the thanks for everything he has done for us. And I want to let you know, I met some new friends. I have to call their names out while I have them in my eardrum here. Some of you may not ever know them, but I will give them to you. And one of them is Pastor Jim Powers. One is Regina Pope, R-E-G-I Pope, the Covenant's House in Lamar, Texas. And Pastor Derek Hicks, hallelujah. And praise the living God, from whom all blessings flow. And I have Anita Hill. She come on. She, I met her. These are the paths that God has is aligning us with. And I want the disciples, to the believers, to those who believe in prayer. We're going to pray for the paths that we come in contact with. We're going to pray for the prophets. We're going to pray for the evangelists. We're going to pray for those in the fivefold ministry, the teacher, the evangelist. We're going to pray for them. Why? Because much desire, much prayer is needed today. And today is the day that I just say, praise God, praise God, praise God. And tonight I'm just listening for the things that God has done in the spirit for me, by me, and through me. Many of us have come that same route, but God is still there for us. He's still available for all who can believe. And I always say this, the Bible declares to you and I, to those who can believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. To those of us who can believe, all things are possible. And you know one of the things that I love about God? God is a merciful God. He's a God that shows mercy. He did it through his son, Jesus Christ. What did he do? Because he loved man. And you know one of the things we see as we come to, as we see at the close of the age, many of us say it, this going to happen, that's going to happen. Nothing is going to happen until God says ready. All I can tell you is stay ready. Stay right. Because he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. But the question I ask to everybody, amen. I got some feedback. But I come and I ask everybody, do you really want to know Jesus Christ? Do you really want to know him? Tick, tick, tick. The world's moved moment by moment. And some know and some still walking in the realm of oops, oops, oh, nothing, nothing what I want. But I say this to you. Tonight's the night that we just give God the glory. We give God the praise. And you know what? I'm always excited when it comes to the preaching. My wife told me last night, I'm going to get off the line because our teacher said, my wife said I was so deep in sleep last night. And she said she thought you're going to have to call the ambulance to wake me up. But I was smiling as I was in sleep. And I told her, I said, baby, sometime in a deep sleep because I'm talking with the Lord. But I didn't want that deep asleep. She said, I thought you'd ready to cross over. I said, no, 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 no. It ain't happening now. So having said that, Sonia, I believe you have a word from the Lord.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yes, Lord. And Father, we want to give you the praise this evening as we come boldly to your throne of grace. Father, we just thank you for this time. We ask you, Lord God, to let your spirit flow freely, uninterrupted and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. Father, let this word be from you, O God. Give us a word in due season. Father, we lift ourselves before you. Father, we lift each and every one on this radio station before you. And Father, we just give you the praise. We thank you, Lord God. We decrease so that you may increase. Let this word be from you, O God. And Father, we surrender our lives as living sacrifices. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So we want to start out tonight with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 through 20. That's 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 12 through 20. If you have your Bible, we'll get started, and we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 through 20. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meat for the body and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power.
Yes.
Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. But know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
One spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sin against his own body. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is, which are God's.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
When Paul started out, he's talking to these Corinthians who had the custom of living like this. This was their custom to eat until to overeat and to indulge in sexual immorality. This was their custom. But one thing happened. They put their trust in the Lord. And they tried to bring these other things with them that they had been accustomed to doing in their life. But today for us, it's our custom in America to do these things too. And a lot of customs, when you look at the customs of people all over the world, it's a custom to continue in these type of things. But that is not what God has called us to.
Amen.
And that's what Paul is addressing here, and that's what we're going to address tonight. You know, just to give a little background to this, we can turn to Acts 15. And look at verse 19 through 29. This is the disciples, I mean, the apostles talking to the Gentiles.
Yes.
And talking to the Gentile believers on the practices that they should be following now. This is verse Acts 15. I'm turning there now, verse 19 through 29, just to give a little background to where we're going tonight.
Praise God.
Acts 15, this is the letter sent to the Gentiles from the apostles. Acts 15, verse 19 through 29. It says, let's see. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols, from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preached him being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. This is the letter. Then pleased the apostles and the elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and the elders and brothers send greetings unto the brethren, which are of the Gentiles, to Antioch and Syria and Sicilia. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words subverting your souls, saying ye must be circumcised and kept the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of their Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things, for it seemed good to the Holy Ghost to us to lay upon you in greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meals offered to idols, from blood, and from these strangled, and from things strangled, and from the and from fornication, from which it ye keep yourselves, and ye shall do well. So this was what was passed down from the apostles to the Gentile church. And this is, we're at Corinthian now. And the bottom line, we are today, where we are, I'm in New Jersey, and you all are in Texas, and this is what the Lord is saying to us today. That as we look at this word in Georgia and wherever we are, all things are lawful unto us, but we... But all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. Anything that is out of control in our life or out of order from what the Word of God says, we are brought under that power. Now, a lot of times we look at these main sins like sexual sins, but it's not sex by itself. It could be overeating. It could be your behavior as well, you know, out of order, nasty behavior. Anything that is not of God, that is not of the fruit of the Spirit, these things we need to check ourselves on. This love walk is included in here. I'm just throwing that in because you know it's in the Bible in here.
The thing about it is
two things that are highlighted in this verse is about you eating, overeating, greediness, and it's about sexual sin, sexual immorality. Sin out of order. And this, you know, God is speaking specifically about things here. And, you know, this is the point that needs to be taken. We thank the Lord for this word.
Praise his name.
Anything that is that tries to take us under its control and make us a slave to, that's the problem right there. And I got five main arguments to give on this thing. As we take a look at it, and I praise the Lord for it. You know, the body is not for fornication. It was never formed for any such purpose but for the Lord. for the service and the honor of God. It is to be an instrument of righteousness to holiness, and therefore is never to be made an instrument of uncleanness. It is to be a, you know, it is to be a member of Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, must not be made a member of a harlot. Christ is to be the Lord of the body. You know, we were bought with a precious price. Christ gave his life, shed his blood. You know, he was beat with many stripes. You know, he suffered many things that we would be bought back. And either Jesus is Lord or you are Lord.
My God.
You know, we must take care that we do not use what belongs to Christ. We are God's property. It clearly states this in here that I've read. You know, for we are, in verse 19, it says, ye are not your own. So how do we make these decisions to take our body and take it to the buffet and overeat? How do we make these decisions to eat when we're supposed to be fasting? How do we make these decisions from our soul? That's the soul making that decision, the mind, the will, and the emotion.
My
you know,
God.
We're doing things by feelings and things like that. I don't feel. Well, the feeling it's never been in the Word of God to be feeling all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, where is our discipline? Where is our devotion? You know, when we allow these things to take place. So, you know, each of us know where we are here, and it's more than a prick of eating and sex. It's all these things that bring us under the control of it, rather than Jesus being Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll give myself amen. We must take care that we do not use what belongs to Christ as if it was our own, much less to his dishonor. You know, so we have to keep a check on ourselves, you know, and that's what walking in, you know, that's what when we declare that Jesus is Lord, he is either Lord or he's not Lord. Amen. The Lord is for the body. He is for its resurrection and glorification. Let us not abuse these bodies by sin and make them vile. You know, that's a gross abuse when we just take this body and line it up with something else, you know. This resurrection, you know, we should be living daily with the hope of the resurrection to glory. You know, this should restrain us as Christians from dishonoring this body by sexual lust. It should restrain us when we think about it. You know, Jesus could come back at any time. You know, I just praise God for this word because it may be for me tonight. You know, and I thank God for not looking for amen because this is a serious word here.
It is.
You know, amen.
Whenever we get to a point where we allow our flesh, our feelings, our emotions, our five senses to dictate, because see, the soul was never supposed to be dictating nothing. You know, the spirit's supposed to be lining things up. When you look at Adam and Eve in the garden, that's what happened. When they fail, here comes the soul taking over some things. You know, we got to deal with this flesh now.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is that now we're walking through here. Now that we're walking on this earth, we've got to get this soul in line where it needs to be. It shouldn't be leading us anywhere. It should be following the direction of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
All right. As we look at that second argument, you know, as I said earlier, the hope of resurrection to glory should restrain us on our actions. And I just give God the glory for that because we should be looking for the return of Christ, you know, hoping that this happens today. You know, they need to say, you know, it could be any day. And you know, we should be, our mind should be stayed on that, you know, and that should be a restraint for us. Look at this third argument where it says, know you not that your bodies are members of Christ? You know, the body is in union with Christ. And his very flesh is part, you know, our very flesh is part of the body of Christ.
Can we
take a member of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. The members of Christ, you know, would not this be a gross abuse and the most notorious injury? Would it not be dishonoring Christ, dishonoring ourselves to the very last degree. I mean, you just we go down to the bottom of the barrel when we look at this. You know, our body, are members of Christ. You know, just think about that. You know, as I go about and I come in contact with people, as I talk to people, thinking about my body is a member of Christ. You know, just having that on my mind as I deal with people. You know, wanting to get nasty with somebody in the line, wanting to get nasty with people on the street driving. I'm a member of Christ. How can I behave myself like that?
My God.
You know, the way we govern ourselves, the way we come in contact with people. You know, the thing about it is people are reading us.
Yeah.
You know, we'll walk around representing Christ. We are, you know, his representative on this earth. We are ambassadors. And people see us and we can act nasty with them.
My God.
It ought to be a shame. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We can talk about one another like a dog behind each other back when you're supposed to be praying for them. We can critique each other. You know, this word goes deeper, you know. If you really tell the truth, the word goes deep. You can act a fool in your house with your children and your wife and come out and open the door for the pastor and his wife or come out and be a different person. No wonder your home family members don't want to receive Christ when they see you act like that.
My God.
You know, they see you. My kids see me. I've had to repent a lot of times and ask them to forgive me, you know, because I've seen myself behave like that. Something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm trying to be free. You know, y'all can act like y'all got it together all the time, but I don't. And I'm trying to be free, and I'm trying to serve the Lord like you're supposed to. So, you know, maybe I'm talking to people that got it together tonight, and praise God for that, you know. But the thing about it is we are operating with one another. We need to focus on and we need to recognize that our bodies are members of Christ.
Yeah.
We are the members of Christ. And as we go out into this world, as our children see us, as our coworkers see us, you know, as we're over here trying to flirt with people, they seeing what the members of Christ are.
That's right.
This is what we're showing them. You know, and there's a lot of things going on in the church. You know, you see these things, deacons, the pastors, the folks having sex with the church members. Now, come on now. Something wrong with that picture. Are you supposed to be ministering over here on the street and you sleeping with the folks?
My God.
You know, this is and missionaries over in Africa and these other countries where nobody see them and sleeping with a young girl. You know, this ought not be heard of. You know, I had a Muslim lady tell me, you know, she remember when the missionaries came to her village and got the girls pregnant. You know, that's a shame. That's a shame. Don't even go out there. Leave it alone. Go sit yourself down until you can get delivered. Because it's not like don't nobody see you. God see you.
Amen.
God see us. We are not hidden from God. Mm-hmm. He sees how we behave, whether it's the sex, whether it's in our mind, whether we physically join our body, or whether we think about it, he sees us. We need to deal with ourselves. Don't cover this up.
Yes.
You know, we have a hope of glory here. We don't have to live like this, and that's where the enemy has us. You know, and it's, you know, we think that these lives of living like this, you know, is hidden from people, and it's not hidden, and it's doing us more harm because we're not happy. We think we're getting satisfaction, but when you get yourself free and live free from God, you got some real satisfaction. I'm getting all off my notes tonight. Sorry about that.
Amen.
We give God
the
glory.
Amen.
Because it comes right down to flee fornication. You know, and that's one thing you need to flee, because if you're going to take your body, this body of Christ, and connect it with the harlot, or connected with the prostitute, because that's what we're doing when we're not married. We prostituting and harloting around. When we do this, we are connecting Christ in that activity. And, you know, we really need to think about that. You know, that caused me to think, you know what, I don't want that kind of mess in my life.
Yeah, that's a disconnection.
Come on now.
Amen.
That's a serious disconnection. And I mean, you're taking Christ and connecting him with the harlot.
My God.
I mean, it's really something to really think about. You know, what kind of union is that? Christ and a harlot. Can there be any, I mean, that's the greatest, that's the most awful thing you could do. And see, I think the Corinthians had a little edge on us because they didn't know no better. They just became born again, and that was the kind of mess going on in that day.
Yeah.
Well, we born again now. We already know about that mess. We know better than this. And if we don't know no better, we hear about it night to night out of this word.
My God.
And the Bible talk about flee fornication in verse 18. Flee. That means run with all your might. Run with all your might. Run with all your might. And you know what? If you sitting up there and you see something and you get tempted by it, you need to run the other way. They'd be like, well, what's wrong with her? She just ran. Yep, that's what you need to do. You don't need to care how it looks. How any would have anybody think you need to flee?
Yep,
you know, that's the bottom line. You know, you can't be sitting in there talking about I'm strong enough, I can take it. Let me see. Let me go over here and say hi. No, you get your tail out of there as quick as you can.
Yes, it be.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
The thing about it, we need to flee that fornication. We need to flee these evil behaviors. We need to flee this mess.
Amen.
That takes us out of God's best for us. You know, we need to flee this overeating. Come on, somebody. Quit supersizing.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
All this thing, this is our body. This is the temple. You know, this is the temple. You know, back in Corinthians, they had these big Greek temples that were so beautiful with all this glorious stuff on it. You know, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a temple. That thing was beautiful. You know, there's been beautiful temples talked about in the Bible. But we are the temple. Come on now.
We are
the temple. We need to recognize who we are. Our body is the temple.
My.
And you just can't put all this
Amen.
Stuff in this body. This is where the Holy Ghost resides, y'all. Come on now. So we got to flee this fornication. We got to avoid it. We got to keep out of reach of the temptation. You know how they say on the medicine bottle, keep it out of reach of children, so you put it up high. You know,
yes.
You know, if the kids
That's
short,
right.
you know, you
That's
want to put
right.
it up high so they can't even reach the cabinet.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
So we
got
to put this mess, we got to get this mess out of our reach. You know,
we got to
keep putting ourselves in these situations, you know, where I'm just going to go over here and pray for them. No.
Come on, tell the truth. You don't need to go over there to our house
and pray for her, okay?
That's right. Tell the truth. That's right.
You bring her tail right down to the altar, right in front of everybody, and pray for her. Sister so-and-so do not need your private number. What she needs your private
Come
number
on.
For?
All right. Well, we got to
stop some of this stuff and come to my office. No, if she's going to come to your office, the door needs to be wide open and all the secretaries need to be there. You know,
we need to
flee this fornication and we need to quit this business because we put ourselves right in the trap. You know, because the smell of the foul is something else. He ain't playing. You know, and we help put that trap together. And see, that snare ain't playing at all because that snare snapped down right when you think you got it under control. Amen? So we got to put
Amen.
This thing out of our reach. We got to put these things in. We got to face this thing because God always give us a way of escape. But we sitting there inching closer. We ain't even taking the escape route. We just inching closer. So, you know, we got to open our eyes. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, saints. Because we got a lot of work to do here. Jesus is coming back soon. Look around us. Look at the news. See what's going on. All kinds of things are happening nowadays.
My God.
Everything is happening in the Word of God.
Everything.
It is lining up when you look at what Jesus said when it's time for him to come back.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing about it, we are not promised tomorrow. We got to flee this fornication today. We got to flee
Come
this temptation
now.
Today. We got to flee these behaviors that get us away from walking in the Spirit, from manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. We got to flee that stuff today.
Amen.
You know, you
Amen.
Can look this thing off. You could die right in the middle of it. And where would you go?
Yes.
You know, that's the bottom line. You know, I done got all off the notes tonight. I'm sorry about that, but you know, that bottom
that's
line
okay.
is,
Let the Holy
you know,
Spirit have his way.
Amen. This is the truth. And the thing about it, you know, we keep playing with this thing, and we're playing in the church. You know, and we're walking through these churches, tempting each other and playing with each other. And here we go.
Yes.
Where are you going with that? Preacher, teacher, evangelist. Where are you going with that? Apostle, prophet. Where are you going with that?
Where you going?
Amen.
Amen.
Because God see it all. God see it all, and he don't sleep. You know, so you're not, even if you hear from everybody, God see you. See, even Joseph had it going on. Joseph had it going on
Thank God.
He was running everything. And being Hippo Potiphar's wife, come on, sleep with me. He could have laid with her, and he could have had it all. He could have had the man's house, he could have had the man's wife, and he said, how can I do this? Before God.
Mm.
He don't get nobody to see him. Because why he said, well, I can't do this before everybody. No, he said, how can I do this before God?
Yeah.
You know, and that ought to be our same type of attitude. How can I do this before God? How can I sit here and eat supersize and in my body, I know I'm out of shape. I know they told me I got type 2 diabetes, but I'm still eating. Something wrong with that picture. Well, you know what I'm talking about. You're eating out of control.
Sir.
You sit up here still behaving in ways that don't show love. You still acting in ways, you know, that's nasty. That's not showing Christ. You sit up here to the ambassador. Who want to be saved when they see you come through? I don't want to be nasty like that. You know, but, you know, we got to give an account for this. Amen?
Yeah.
And then we let this stuff lord over us. We can't let this stuff lord over us. You know? And you can't tell me that having sex, overeating, being awful acting, you know, having an awful behavior and not acting loving, you can't tell me that stuff trumps the beauty of being in Christ and living for the Lord and allowing him to flow through us. You can't tell me that's better than Jesus. You can't tell me that. Because he already know I've been there and done that. I done tried all of it. I already know. And I'm telling you, Jesus has the right answer. And what Paul is bringing up here, it's a beautiful question, because he goes straight through them. He goes straight through them, and he tells us, as we look at verse 14, I'm just going to go through it one more time if y'all don't mind. I'm going to start at verse 14. He said, and God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Don't you know that? Take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. Come on, What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Can you imagine this, man? But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. See, that's where we need to be right there. Flee fornication. Come on now. Here we go with every sin. That's why I say let's look at everything. But see, when we're not acting in love, that's one of them too. You know, that's how you're supposed to know me. You're supposed to, because I'm a Christian, you're supposed to know me like that. Because I operate in love. I'm supposed to be following the Spirit. Because if you don't have his spirit, you ain't none of his. Yeah. Is that correct? I read that now. I'm just asking the
Yes, sir.
All right,
you
now.
Know
I'm just checking.
Amen.
I'm just checking tonight. Okay?
Yeah.
That's
every
right.
sin, it says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication is sin against his own body. You're sinning against sinning against your own body.
Your own body.
Sinning against your own body. That's crazy. But anyway, we're going to keep going on. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Why
not
are we not our own?
Not your own.
But ye are bought with a price. Jesus paid that price. You are bought. You are bought and paid for. Yeah, you was on the slave block, just like those slaves they brought over from Africa. You was on the block, too. You didn't know it.
Yeah.
You was on that slave block and the devil was pimping you.
Yeah.
But see, Jesus bought us with a price. He bought us. Therefore, glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God.
Yes. Yes.
You know, there's
God.
Been a great price paid. There's been a great price paid. And when we talk about sinning against your own body, every sin that a man does, the Bible says, is without the body. He that committed fornication sinned against his own body. You know, that is just, that's something else right there. When they talk about these sins are external, but this one is internal. And see, when you lay down with somebody, you're taking on that soul. That's a soul tie.
Yes.
That's a soul tie.
Yes.
And when you get that soul tie, that's something you may not never get free of. Because some of this stuff is so deep and entrenched that people have inside them. The devil have planted seeds. And you don't know who that person is till you get tied up, wrapped up and tied up with it. You know, but you know what? But Jesus can break every chain.
Sure, how much
Jesus can break every chain. Every chain.
Yes, Lord.
But this sin in particular, it's an uncleanness. This is a pollution. You know, when you talk about sin against your body, this thing get down deep. And you know, you got to really be awakened to come out of this mess.
My God.
Yes.
You got to be awakened because we have seen, you know, in the past, pastors, and I'm not saying it to, I'm talking about it now for a teaching purpose. Don't get me wrong
amen.
That I'm pointing fingers at them. People get so entrenched at it that you can see sin have a grip. You know, all you got to do is turn on Investigator, look at some of these pastors' history that got tripped up in it. They couldn't get out of it. And these are very serious, learned men of God that have gotten deep into the Word, deep into Revelation. You've seen miracles, signs, and wonders come out of, but they couldn't get out of that sin. That's a very deep pollution. And it's have
turn
a
away from me,
you that pulls you back. Yeah, it's a very deep, and it's a vile sin, you know, and this thing, you know, has you gripped. So this is a sin against your body, and it's very serious. You know, you know, it takes a lot to come clean with that. And to really say, okay, Lord, this is me that's standing in need of
it's
prayer.
It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a decision that we have to make. We don't have to be bound to anything.
Peace.
No,
hallelujah,
you don't have to be bound to anything, and Jesus
breaks
every chain. Yeah.
That's right.
And the thing about it, this is a sin that's done in the body. So we thank God we need to recognize and we need to see this because it's not just something simple. All sin is an issue. But we need to see, we need to wake up ourselves to see, you know, what we're doing here. This is just not this is not just a little matter. This is a serious matter because of who we are. We got to stand up tonight and recognize who am I? I am an ambassador of Christ. I am one, you know, that I'm not of this world. And I cannot just be leaving my members to things like this.
That's right.
I can't be just throwing my body around, let me do the booty call right now. You know, that ought to be not even named among us. You know?
Yes, Lord.
That's the bottom line. That's what it is. You know, you go to bathroom and them digits late at night. Hey, can I come by and see you? No, you can't come by here.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord. We need to recognize who we are and acknowledge that. This other argument that Paul brings up, he's talking about the sins in the bodies of Christians as temples of the Holy Ghost. And in which they, you know, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he, you know, he that is joined to Christ is one spirit. He is yielded up to him and is consecrated and set apart for the use of God. We are supposed to be possessed, occupied, and inhibited by the Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
This is the proper notion of the temple. Possessed, occupied, and inhabited by the Holy Spirit. A place where God dwells is sacred. It's we supposed to be sacred to his use. Sacred. Come on, y'all. Sacred.
Amen.
And
by
claim his creature. We supposed to be surrendered, you know, as a temple. Real Christians, as a real Christian, we are supposed to be surrendered to him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We are yielded up to God.
My God, for God.
You know, this is all for God. Our life is for God now. We are bought with a price. Our bodies were made for God.
Amen.
They were purchased for Him. We are Christians indeed, and we're yielded to Him. We're inhabited by Him. We're occupied by Him. So our bodies are not our own. You know, and one thing we should look at, and you know, I know you all are learned Christians, but how can you desecrate the temple of the living God? How can you defile it?
Come on now.
How can you prostitute
it?
How can you offer it up to the service of harlots? How can you do this? How can you rob God in this sense? We are the temple of God.
Jesus.
You know, we must be kept holy.
Yes, sir.
Our bodies must be kept holy. Come on now.
Amen.
This is what this word is telling us here. You know, I just start digging in it. And you know what? I'm not so digging in it. Because
we need
to really get a good picture of this thing, of what we do when we get outside of this word. You know, I'm walking around here, and if we're not showing ourselves as ambassadors of Christ all the way, we ain't showing none of it. If we
come
got
on.
An area
ain't
in
no
our
need,
life,
come on.
if we got an area in our life that's not showing that to everybody we come in contact with, we need to get that thing together tonight.
Yes.
That's right.
Cause
amen.
If I can be a Christian over here, and then when I fly over to Italy or when I fly to France, you know, to go to some of my classes with the UN, if I can go over there and start acting like a fool and sleeping around with men when I fly over to this place, I can come back here and get on the radio and start talking to y'all about Jesus and acting like, you know, I ain't done all those things when I flew to France. I did all those things when I went to India. I heard one guy say, well, you know, we said, well, wait a minute, ain't you a preacher? He said, well, I'm a preacher when I go to Africa. I was like, wait a minute. No, it don't work like that. You know, when I was in Saudi Arabia, I was flying on a plane, and we all got on the airplane together. So I got on the airplane with the Saudi Arabian women. You know, they had the black on, and you couldn't see nothing but the eyeglasses or their eyes, you know. But when they made the announcement when we was in the air, you are now leaving the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia airspace. You know those women went to the bathroom and they went and took those black things off.
That's right.
And when they came out the bathroom, I didn't know who they were.
Who they were? That's right. Come on,
they,
now. That's
they
good.
Did not have. They had on. They was. You know how Beyonce dressed when she in her concert. They was They was 100 times worse than that.
Oh my God!
I didn't know who they were, and I had to ask somebody. I said, "Who are these women?" He said, "When they got out of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabian airspace, they was able to pull that stuff." I said, "Well, wait a minute, you're still a Muslim, ain't you?" They said, "Well, that's just the custom." I said, "Well, wait a minute, how you change your religion like that?"
Yeah,
but see,
can you hear me?
We do the same thing too. Some of us are walking around just like that. I'm acting all holy, but I went over to these apartments to pray for such and such, and we got out the prayer meeting. Something happened inside there. No, you're supposed to be that same thing. You're supposed to be an ambassador of Christ wherever you go.
We can't turn into iguanas. I didn't invite other people to come on this thing, man. I don't want. I'm not inviting another person to come on this radio program. Not a soul.
What's wrong, brother? What's wrong?
I'm not scared of this now. For that, what's wrong? Come on, Sam. We're phoning everybody.
Wait a minute, Cliff. What do you say?
I don't know, but I didn't know I went over the time. I apologize for that tonight, you all.
Well, wait a minute. Help me to understand.
The Holy Spirit.
Ma'am?
I didn't know I went over the time. I apologize about that.
No, you went from teaching to talking about being judgmental. That's what happened.
Wait a minute.
This is mental. This is Evangelist Allen.
But hold on, it's just mental.
Think about it. Think about it. All you got to do is
hold everybody. Let me tell everybody on the line. I know many times we go over the line in our time. So if we have offended our brother, we ask him to forgive us. I am not too holy that I can't make a mistake. I'm not too holy that I can't make a mistake. And that's why I try to keep KSK radio station to be the best it can be. And if I've invited the wrong person or hurt that brother, y'all, I will call him and text him and tell him a mistake was made. If he don't want to be on our, become our past again, nothing I can do. I love him and keep moving forward. I know that we're living in the last day. I am not trying to put judgment upon nobody. I judge myself first before I judge somebody else. So, y'all, if y'all know how to get in contact with me before I get off the phone, if we all living so holy, we ain't in heaven yet. This flesh still, we got the, Paul said he went to the Lord. He said, 3 times I went to the Lord. And the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient. So what we have to do is, and to the sister that was teaching, sometimes people can see something that they ought to wait till off the phone. That was a total, the devil attacked that brother tonight, and he don't know it. To be on the line and let it happen like that. I love him. I thank God for him. But I'm moving on. The line's open.
Amen. You know, a lot of times people get offended because what they don't understand. And we have to flow and move how the Holy Spirit has us to operate. And I apologize as well if somebody got offended on tonight. But, you know, when the Holy Spirit wants correction be brought forth, he'll speak through whatever vessel that he's using. And maybe something was said that offended someone, but the truth got to be told. And, you know, there was a woman with an issue of blood. That means we all have some issues. He used a woman with the issue of blood because they can identify with everybody, not just somebody. But because of the woman with the issue of blood went to Jesus, he made her whole. And this is what the word is coming forth tonight. It's time to be whole in Jesus. Jesus don't give no parts. He give you whole. There was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He broke the bread. He didn't take the fish and break them off in bits and pieces, nor did he dig the loaf of bread. He gave thanks, and he passed it out, and it was still bread and fish left over for the disciples. So we got to take the whole loaf and stop getting offended. God wants to deal with the whole man and not part of the man. And talking about these things that are so relevant and so true, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God have left the church because we're too busy entertaining folks, want to pacify them, want to sugarcoat the word, but we don't have time for none of that. Jesus is on his way back, and he told us some we got to go to hell to snatch out. Now, if I got to be on my tippy toes that I might not offend somebody, how in the hell am I going to go to hell to snatch some souls out of hell and I got to walk on my tippy toes? No. God told me to be bold and confident in his word. And we got to stop getting offended. We're watching our brothers and sisters dying and going to hell, and we got the truth. Only thing that's going to set them free is the truth, and that's the word of God. Here's the truth, the way, and the light. Nobody can go anywhere but through Jesus Christ to get to the Father. You can't go no other way. There's no other way around it. And it's time out for pacifying it.
The word of God already said these things will creep up into the house, having a form of godliness, denying the power within. The truth got to be told. So if anybody offended, I apologize that you offended tonight. But you know what? It's time for some spiritual maturity. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. It ain't about nobody else. No, give me one more minute, Dr. Hunter, then I'll turn this line back over. Because I'm speaking what God has put in my heart.
Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Speak the truth.
Because enough is enough. Stop pacifying, sugarcoating, watering down God's word. The people need to hear the truth so they can be set free. This stuff is running rapid in the church houses right now today. Too many molestations, too much fornication, too much adultery, too much lying, too much cheating, too much stealing. And you wonder why they won't come into the house of God. Because people won't tell them the truth. You wonder why they can't get set free and delivered. Because people won't tell them the truth. But you rather sugarcoat and pacify something and watch your brothers and sisters go to hell. You gonna tell me you love them?
So
you love me, you tell me the truth. Truth is the only thing that's gonna set me free.
Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, let me say this. Oh, what you doing? Well, let me say this while the line is open. It occurs to me, because I have been in much prayer. Now, we on the national radio big time. And it's one thing I've come to understand in my life. I will never put somebody else down. I will always try to pull somebody up. I don't see myself as holier than anybody else. I see myself walking the walk. And I would say to all you that are listening on to tonight, if you forgive me for allowing unknowingly that our brother did what he did tonight, and I'm going to tell you point blank all that way. He said he doesn't want to be a part of what he hear, a bunch of junk. He said he want to be a part of. He said he want to be a part of the revival we're going to have in Houston. I texted and told him I love him, and he says, and so that door is closed. That door is closed. Nothing else I can do for him because he's made a decision. But I'll always love him. I'll always pray for him. But in order to come out of darkness, we got to first know we out of darkness. A many things that are going on different in our lives. I'm not going to judge somebody. I don't want to be with somebody that's so holy. I don't want to be with that person because they so holy. But the Bible tells us we fight to overcome. We fight daily to be in perfection. But you know what? I know God has a better thing here than what we're going to do. The devil has attacked, but the devil lied. His hand has been exposed. And to the witches, to those who believe in the dark diabolicness, God got you in his hand. I'm not worried about you. I move on. My heart bleeds for my brother. As if though he has the power to persuade us to come on the radio. I don't persuade people to come on here. They come on here because they love God. They get excited. I'm not upset. But I'm not upset. And I know the enemy's attacking. He's attacking the head. And the reason why the body of Christ, those of us who are on the radio, have been in churches where we know they do worse than what they do on the radio station. And the sister preached the gospel. Looked like she was cutting with a straight razor tonight, left and right. Now, he's supposed to come on because we said let him come on at 8:30. But he was hot because his time was up. But are you not going to give him all the time he wanted? Don't I do that, everybody? I give everybody the time. Sometimes this radio station, we get so full of the Holy Ghost moving, and the teacher was teaching tonight. Well, I'm not trying to pass judgment on anybody. I am not even concerned. I'm concerned about the lost, the blind, the lame, those who are hungry, those that don't know Jesus Christ. I'm not concerned about those who think they know everything. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Sonia, you've done a great job. You've done a great job.
Praise the Lord.
Prophetess, you've done a great job. To the other person on the line with us, you've done a great job. But we had four people to drop off. That's okay. I still love them. I still love them. I still love them. See, when you have been into the doldrum of sin, when you've had guns put upon you, knowing that they pull the cop, only God save you. Giving you an example. Tick, tick, tick. The devil is waiting to stop moving. Look what happened in Texas. From New Jersey to Texas. Waco, Texas. 9 people got killed. Bikers. You tell me we're not living the last day, we're not living in a bunch of mucky muck. And for me to get upset, oh no, God is getting glorified. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hmm. Amen.
Amen. And so, Sonia? Sonia?
Yes, Doctor. Yes, Doctor.
Hallelujah. 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 Our God reign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't sing, but hallelujah. But our God reign. See, and one thing I've come to know, I know, and don't get me wrong, because I got education, as it's the education man. I studied the script. I studied inside and outside. And I watched the Holy Spirit use me. You think in this time in my life I'm going to let the devil come in and attack what God is saying? We're going to do it. And I guess he'll come back and redo. If he do, we're there waiting on him. If not, and see, I love what she said in the Corinthians, what's that, the 6th chapter, the 12th through 20? And that's, amen. 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 Well, prophetess, you got a word other than hallelujah. I'm excited.
Amen. I tell you this right here. The word of God said, let God arise and all his enemies be scattered. And I'm going to tell you something. He said the wheat and the tares, it grows together. And he'll do the separation. And that's what's happening. See, when the truth comes forth, it comes forth. It don't have nobody's name on it, but it shoots fiery dots. Either you can stand there like a good soldier and endure the correction, the discipline, the obedience that you need for God to pull you up and deliver you out of some places that you're still stuck in. Or you're going to let it offend you, and you're going to get mad, and you're going to stay stuck where you at. Let me tell you something. People of God, not even people of God, understand the word of God already declares that they're going to get offended. They're going to get offended because of his name's sake. You continue to preach the gospel. You continue to preach the truth.
And I'm going to tell you something, Minister Sonya, you were so on it. You were so on point, so on cue, even when you came off the, when you was telling the story on the plane. See, it's time for our clothes to be changed.
That's right.
It's time for our, that's right, it's time for our garments to be changed. We can no longer walk around here and represent the world. We got to put on holy garments. We all got to change.
Amen.
But see, if you don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you're going to miss it. Miss what the Spirit of the Lord is doing in this hour. It's so many people walking around with different attires on. But what I hear, and I'm going to say it, having a form of godliness, denying the power within. You can teach the word, you can preach the word, you can live, you can do everything, but if you don't have the Spirit of the living God, it says the latter does what? The latter kills it, but it's the Spirit that brings forth the life. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you can teach His word all day, every day. But if you don't have the Spirit of the living God, it's not going to bring forth change in anybody's life. And God is speaking in this hour, and He's saying, in order to represent me, your garments got to be changed.
Amen.
You got to put on the holiness and the righteousness of God. There was a powerful word tonight. And however God wanted to convey that word and get that word across, He used you on tonight. So I don't want you to be offended, because the word of God already declares that you're going to be prosecuted for His name's sake. You continue to teach with the power and authority that God has given you. It's going to be a lot of them that drop off, fall away. Jesus said it to the 12 disciples. He says, you see all these multitudes following me? He said, are y'all going to leave me too?
Well, y'all too. My God.
That's right. Are y'all going to leave me too? So we can't worry about it. God called you to be a light, and it's time to wake up those who are sleeping. And it's too many people, and it's too many of our brothers and sisters. If we say that we love God, whether they saved or unsaved, they're still our brothers and sisters, and we got to compel them to come. And we cannot sugarcoat it, nor can we pacify the word of God. God didn't pacify. I'm going to read something. Go with me, y'all, to Deuteronomy 28.
All right. I've been there.
I'm telling you, that spirit of witchcraft, y'all better stop playing and y'all better stop dibbling and dabbling in it, because I'm telling you, it's sending you straight to hell. See, I'm not going to pacify. No, I'm going to sugarcoat the word for you. I'm telling you, stop allowing these demonic forces to have control over your life and tell you how to operate. No, you have the authority over it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all these commandments which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. You're going to be blessed in your coming and your going. You're going to be blessed in the cities, blessed in the fields. You're going to be blessed, the fruits of your body. That's the healing. Dr. Hunter, can you turn your phone down? I can hear your text coming in.
That's all right. God bless. I got it.
Amen. And your fruits of... the fruits of your cattle, all this stuff is an increase that God says.
if you do this. Now, let's skip down to verse 15. But if you don't do this, see, God has sugarcoated for people. And see, this is what's happening. People want to take God's word and do what they want to do with it, and they want to pacify because they want to keep people. They want to keep members. How can you keep members in your church and people in your church if you don't tell them the truth? They're going to leave anyhow because they're going to come to their own conclusion one day and say, I'm not getting what I need, so let me go over here. You know, y'all want to call church hopping. That's what y'all want to, you know, put the name on certain people, but you can't call them people. No, they were searching out for more. And because we want to sugarcoat and pacify, you're not giving them what they need, and they have no substance. They have nothing to hold on to. When God sent his son, he sent his son to deliver, to save, to set free. And that's what we need to be teaching. Nothing else and nothing less. Set the captives free. But it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of thy God. God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall there be in the city, cursed shall there be in the fields, cursed shall there be in the baskets and the storehouse, cursed shall there be in the fruits of the bodies, the fruits and the land increase. I could go on and on and on. Now, God said that. I didn't say that. So if you don't receive who God is, you already receive damnation to your own self. That's what the word of God says. And it's time for stop pacifying. You should love people enough to see them saved.
My God,
give them
my
the choice. Give them the choice. Give them the
my
choice
God, my God.
To make their decision to choose God.
Yes.
Stop taking that opportunity. You know, people want to continue to let people go around the mulberry bush. When there's an axe to cut it down, there's chainsaws to cut it down, whatever means by necessary. We got a sword.
Amen.
God gave us the word of God.
Amen.
He gave us a sword, how to cut these things down. And it's time to cut it down. That's right. He gave me the power to uproot, to pluck up, and to throw down. Now, you going to tell me these are some easy choices? No, they're not. So why am I going to play with somebody's soul and I got to get out there and till that land?
My sister. My sister. Hmm. I discover what is going on in the body of Christ. There is those who say, and there are those who say they don't. What Jesus is doing is, in these days, he is allowing people to get and expose themselves. And I speak tonight because my heart cries out, not only for this brother, but for many other brothers and sisters in the same situation. I will never get on the radio station and try to embarrass anybody. I'll wait till you finish what you're doing, and I'll call you behind and say, we have an issue we need to solve. We got an issue. We need to solve it. Now, either you and I are going to agree with it, and as it said in the Old Testament, I'm going to the right, but you can go to the left. Because I'm not going to let what God has blessed me be torn down by any one person. Because there's too much work God won't done. Too many voices go on this radio station. Too much. And I am not going to allow the devil to any day, Nick, or whatever. He can attack me, but he can't do what God has already done. As I was reading last night in the book of Habakkuk, God told me, just go read the book of Habakkuk. I read it. And the same thing that's happening in this day, it happens in Habakkuk day. We had the men making slaves. We had them doing their witchcraft and doing what they did, and and lying and then charging different places, going all over. And see, but we live in a time of such. And I love Abraham Johnson, but if Abraham Johnson don't want to be a part of what I'm doing, I still love him. I will still love him. But I will do just like Jesus said. I'm going to do just what Jesus said. Jesus said, love me or leave me. You got a choice. Because I'm not going to let anybody, as much as I love the Lord, the Lord's not going to abuse you. And the Lord, why do we want to, like the sister said, why should we want to go and put our body with a whore, with a harlot? Why? And I want to say tonight again, because what God is saying in our hearts, I know today, because the last week or so I've been at least 3 or 4 hours of prayer, but I know that the devil was busy. And the only thing I hate is I believe Abraham will come back. I do believe it. Now, somebody say, you're praying for him? Yeah, I am. Because I know what it means to lose a man child in the kingdom. To do too much knowledge has been invested. See, you got some people that ain't teaching the right teaching. Help me, somebody out there in the radio land.
Amen.
Somebody
Amen.
Don't want to hear the truth.
Amen.
I watched the young ladies yesterday when I went to Emmanuel Temple School banquet yesterday. This coming Saturday, I thought I was in Whore's Land, WHORE, Whore Land. I never saw so many young women with their pants, their dresses so short. I said, Lord, I told one of the sisters, I said, Lord, she said, this is the time we live in, brother. Huh? I saw some of the elderly women trying to do the same thing. And my God Almighty, I looked up and saw an old man try to do the same thing. I said, you know, it's the same. Don't get these tattoos on his skin. If they notice, if they know what a tattoo was for, it means you are a slave that belongs to somebody. Somebody
yeah,
ain't studied.
Yeah.
You somebody. And only the slave master can set you free. But I'm telling you, you will see what God is going to do. And I believe, because I love Abraham, I believe Abraham is going to come back. Not because, but because of the righteous arrest. You who on the radio station going to pray for him.
Amen.
Sometimes the devil come in and slap. I mean, many times the devil will slap me upside my head. I don't even see it. But I said, okay, devil, I got you this time. See, now, I'm just going to share with you right quick. Tick, tick, tick. The world moves. And all of a sudden, when Sonya talked about those people leaving Arabia, you don't do that stuff in Arabia. I've never been to Arabia, but I've been over there in Europe. But I know in Arabia, they don't allow you to come there naked. And them girls, they say, oh, we free now. No, you ain't free, you're a slave. And I think that's what hurt a lot of people. Didn't hurt me because she was telling the truth. She was telling the truth. So what we got to do is, I say to everyone else on the line tonight, and if you ever see Kevin again, you tell him that I miss him and God love him. If you see him, I'm talking to somebody, don't have to answer, but tell Kevin I miss him. I miss him. But I will say this to you. Don't put your finger down on somebody as you are so holy when you got sins of your own. See, I'm fighting daily with everything. To cleanse myself, keep my mind pure, keep my thoughts pure. I'm a man. I'm telling you what I know. No wonder Apostle Paul prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. But it's up to us. So the line is wide open. We got time to talk. But let me do this here. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come this night with prayer in our heart, not knowing but you knowing, Father. All things work together for those that call upon the name of the Lord. And then, Father, we just believe that tonight somebody needs the mighty hand of Jesus Christ. Somebody somewhere is sick. Somebody somewhere is on the dying bed. But we pray for them. We pray for them. We pray for them mightily. And we ask you tonight, Jesus. We ask you tonight, Jesus. Just as you allow the Holy Spirit to fall upon the body of Christ, it falls upon us. Grant us the right to raise up the dead according to your will, according to the faith. And when I saw your word last night in the book of Habakkuk, for the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The just shall live by faith. And Father, we live by faith. I don't have $1 million, but I have the faith. I don't have an airplane, but I have the faith. I thank you tonight for the teachers whose minds are broadened, whose attitudes are broadened, but the faith factors all stop the top. That's all I have is the faith. I have faith that you receive me, Jesus Christ. You set me free. And then, Father, wherever Abraham right there in Mississippi, I pray for him. I pray for all of the people being right on the radio station. Let not what happened entangle you with what could be of darkness, because the devil is a liar. It takes many, many days to study the word, many, many hours of study the word, many days to see what Jesus is saying. And, Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you. We thank you for America. We thank you for the sun. We thank you for the clock. We thank you for everything in America. Those of us who thank you, because we know you are a provider for us. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're still God. And I said thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. So anybody got else they want to say tonight? I'm happy. Kind of like it was a 12-round fight, and the devil just got knocked out. Anybody got a question or statement? Amen. Are you there? Hello.
Amen.
Anybody got a statement? Anybody got a statement? If not, I'm gonna go ahead and close it down. And I'll see y'all on the next line, okay?
Amen. Amen. Amen.